Bruv. You won't fucking believe the energy that we're turning up with today.
Yeah, guys, we got big time energy player. You hear me one time. Can I get a shout from the back? One time for the front. You know what time it is, man. Back again with another episode of the Bunked In Podcast, man. You know what we're doing here.
Let's fucking go. You know what? We've reinvented the wheel. It's now a square.
Yeah. Because we're thinking outside the box.
Yeah, that's fucking right.
You know what I was thinking, but listening to that intro, I remember you had a few trial intros that you made.
Yeah.
And one of them had Corey Worthington, I'll say sorry, I'm not taking off my glasses.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, fuck, how wild must that party have been? Because I don't really know the actual information behind it.
Yeah, 100%.
What do you reckon was going on there?
Oh, well, I don't know. Was it post of Project X?
That's why they made Project X.
Is that 100% true?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Because it's an American movie.
Listen, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to get fucking start making claims.
Who knows anything these days? Fuck.
That's definitely not us.
Who knows anything these days?
Everyone knows, all you listeners, you're not coming to the Bunked In Podcast for your legitimate information. And that's why, that's for sure.
My girlfriend said to me, like, a couple of days ago, she goes, oh, fuck, I'm worried about you two. She goes, when you two are older, you are going to be the biggest tinfoil hat against a government shotgun.
Oh, that's, in that's a fucking, podcast aside, that's already down.
In a ranch, fucking,
Man, the sweets were actually, this is loose. This is just, we're just talking.
This is loose, yeah.
And we're talking about kids or whatever, and I said, like, if the baby was crying, I'd just fucking play at the Bunked In Podcast and just get it to fall asleep nice and quietly. And then she's like,
it is a bop.
What about all the fucking time you swear and say cunt, you really want the baby listening to it? I'm like,
Relax, babe.
Now, I have some brain fog. I need like a drink of some sort to cleanse me.
Do you want a Carlton Draft?
No, I hate that shit.
Here we go, mate. Shout out, Knack. We've still got some left over. We want a good relationship with these boys.
Yes.
They are delicious.
They are delicious.
So we're going to come in hot and we're going to crack one.
Knack. That's right.
Crack a knack.
Are you actually going to crack it? Because we've actually prepared this and there's a glass.
That's got
water.
That's water, bro.
Oh, man, nice. Won't be needing that because I've got the electrolytes and everything I need in this knack.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, what's the saying when you do a crack?
Up the guts. I'm actually looking forward to the knack. It's truly a great drink, guys. I'd go fucking...
Yeah, the watermelon does slap.
Does slap, yeah. And lemon limes also slaps too, all right? Shout out to my yellow fellas. Congratulations to Knack on their launch party on Saturday. It was fucking awesome. It was actually a really good night. We went to Howler. Dicko played.
Yeah, I played. That was great fun.
Played and slayed.
And slayed with my girlfriend.
Yeah, you know
slayed, that's really... No, I slayed a couple of Knacks.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I had a fucking fair few knacks. I had a crack at a knack.
We had a really good crack at the knack.
I felt like a real bad man the next day.
I, cunt. I was out in a fucking boat.
Oh, yeah.
Sailing all day.
Yeah, what's going on with that? You haven't told me about this.
Yeah, so I'm heading over with the family to do a sailing trip in Europe this year. Very lucky to be doing so.
Must be nice.
And my old man has, we've sailed before. We've sailed here up in the Whitsundays and dad thought, but we went with family friends and a lot of them had sailed a fair bit before. So we thought, you know what, we'll throw us in the deep end literally.
It's not shallow.
It's not shallow.
Yeah.
With myself, my younger sibling, girl sibling, Amy. And her boyfriend.
Yeah.
We went out.
You're all doing the course.
Yeah, we did a sailing course so that we could just learn the ropes, figure of speech.
You know what I'm saying? Literally. Oh my god. He was widowy, learning the ropes on the boat.
But so I had to wake up at fucking 6 o'clock Saturday morning.
Sunday morning.
No, Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
To go do it Saturday. And then
yell at me.
I drove from Saturday to one of our mates' joints.
Shock.
And yeah, I drove straight there, got on the piss, went straight out, drank fucking a ridiculous amount, and then got back to my missus' joint, slept, woke up 15 minutes before I had to leave again. Same clothes, and then jumped back into the car and just went out and sailed for another fucking 8 hours out in the sun and the wobbling.
What do you do? What do you do out there? Just pull some ropes and that?
Pull some ropes, catch some wind, get some that type of shit, bro.
Get some nah.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a sister and knack. Nah, I'm kidding. And yeah, it was just the one problem was the guy that was on the sailing course, he was just a bit of a cocksucker.
Oh, I think you're gonna say queer.
I think he had some of the tism, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
Because he was just so invested in sailing. And it's not even a bad thing, but he just couldn't. He had it out for my old man. He's actually an army bloke. And yeah.
Fucking Navy SEALs, dude.
Yeah, I just think they breed him a bit socially weird, I reckon.
Army people.
Yeah, I just.
Because they are bred in the one place.
Yeah, and you know what? He just loved a knot. And
I bet he did.
He loves tying a knot, and he was, and you could just tell he was part of the nothing against him.
He definitely did scouts.
So that's what I'm talking about. He's part of the scouts gang growing up.
Never quite grew out of the scouts gang.
No, and he just had it out for my old man. Just any like if it went slightly oversteer, it'd be like, "Oop, where are you going? Where are you going?" And or be like, if I did touch the wrong thing, he'd be like, "Ben, what are you doing? What are you doing?" And I'd be like, "Cunt." And I could deal with it the first day, but second day hungover, sitting in the bow of the boat.
That's not good.
Nah, no.
that's funny. It reminds me of I imagine him to be like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory when he talks about flags. He just loves flags.
Yeah.
And he just loves a good knot.
Kind of.
Real talk though, like there's not many things that are better than a good knot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. But you're like that. Pretzels are good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretzels are tied in knots.
Yeah.
You tie knots to, you tie the knot when you're in love.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that.
We know that, and we are in love.
Yeah.
So, we're not tying the knot, but should we tie the knot?
Maybe we're tying the knot because we're tying one on today. We're fucking getting the upper, aren't we? Pod's back.
Pod's back.
We've had a serious meeting. We've fucking finally pulled our fingers out, and I tell you what, it feels good not having a finger up there anymore, doesn't it?
100%. 100%. Like. It feels really good. I feel like at the start of the year, we had a lot going on. We got a bit flat. Was a little bit of doubts about what we were doing with our lives, and that was kind of seeping its way into the podcast.
Definitely.
And we were kind of just getting some guests on. And
excuse me.
Not anything to do with them, but we just were at a place where we were so busy that we were struggling to prepare.
Losing touch with the common man.
But we're fucking back. We've had a big meeting. We're ready to go. We're not even going to touch too much about it.
Yep.
Just let's go.
We're back on the attack with the knack, and it feels good.
I just want to – Sunday actually being hungover on that boat.
Yeah.
The news of that stabbing in Sydney.
I was going to bring this up.
Because I hadn't slept. I'd slept. I'd only slept about 5 hours.
Yeah, flew in on the red eye.
I flew in on the red eye. I didn't get a wink of sleep. when I got told that, like, I genuinely felt sick to the stomach. Like,
dude, it's
no good at all.
It's so fucking terrifying. Like, Courtney like lives in Sydney and like not that far away from that, and it's just like, what the fuck, mate? Like, I just kind of try to imagine the situation and like imagine you're just out for a fucking shot. Mm. It was on the Sunday.
No, it was on the Saturday.
Saturday.
It's on the Saturday, yeah.
Just going out for a shop, fucking with your missus or something, or with your baby.
Baby, yeah.
And then you got this fucking psychotic cunt just it's going around with a machete. It's
no good at all. The one thing I think about it when I watched the video, it's that video of where he's walking. Who am I to judge? I got no fucking idea what had happened. Not to judge. I'm not saying him. I'm saying the other people that are around. He walked past and he's got this video of him with this big knife. And he walked past this bloke. And I'm not outing this bloke, but this bloke turned around and had big set of balls to face a cunt with a machete because he was coming towards his family. But this bloke took – and then he turned and took a left and went elsewhere. And I think – I wonder if there was opportunities like that. If that was me, I would like to think if he turned away from me, I would take that opportunity – and run and fucking throw my hand as hard as I could at his face.
Yeah, but would you though in that situation?
Well,
if he's got a fucking machete,
yeah,
it's like I just don't know in that situation what you would actually do.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, cunt's got a fucking machete, bro. Like, yeah. I'm sure hindsight, it's so easy to say that shit. Like, I'm sure a lot of people that day wish they did something or wish they did this, but in the moment, man, you don't. One, you don't think that's ever going to happen. So you're you know.
And I think for someone like that bloke, and the reason why I'm not saying him specifically. I'm saying someone else. I wonder if there was another opportunity where someone could have had something close to him and then just fucking gotten in there. A chair, anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
I was thinking, like, I saw him going like an escalator or something. Like, you throw something fucking heavy
at him. That bloke, that old man, that bloke, he was looking after his family. He doesn't need to take on a cunt with a machete.
Just get him out of there.
He needs to take his family. He needs to leave. He doesn't need to put himself in danger and take the chance that he's going to lose himself where he's got a family he needs to look after. He's not the person I'm talking about. It's the people... I wonder if there was another opportunity where someone else could have done the sneaky on him and fucking hit him with a bat or something like
that. I know.
But
it's just so,
it just fires me up, man, because if that – I believe that if I was there it boils my blood so much. And I think about someone coming around with a knife one day and being like, how would I – I feel like I would have to do something. I'd have to try. And that there's a French bloke. Shout out to that fucking French bloke because it's their video of him on the escalator throwing a fucking bollard at him because he was coming at him. He was swinging the bollard at him and the bloke. He's got given citizenship.
Yeah,
He got given citizenship for fucking waving the bollard at him.
Fuck, man. Like, it's so scary. I was thinking about it as well. Like, boils my piss big time. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Shout out to the cop as well. The female police officer fucking took care of business.
Yeah.
Which takes some serious balls.
100%.
It's so sad to hear all those family, those people that have passed away. And actually one of Courtney's footy coaches, one of her friends, died from it.
She got
killed, and that mum that died, it just fucking, and that security guard, it was his first day.
First day, yeah.
How fucked is that?
Yeah, it's terrible.
So I've just been thinking lately, like, the news is so fucking depressing lately, man. Every single day, like, we're listening to the radio at work, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's crook.
It's fucked. Like, you hear this, and then there was that mosque, or I don't know if it was a mosque or some sort of church, and that priest died.
No, he didn't die.
I thought he died.
No, I don't think anyone died.
Oh, really?
Nah, he got stabbed fucking a fair few times, though.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he died, though.
I don't know what the guy... I haven't really looked into that either. And then
I know what happened. Have you know any of what happened?
I saw the priest got stabbed. I don't remember. It was a 15-year-old or something?
So what happened was... It was classed as a terror attack. I don't know who it was. I'm not even going to get into... what nationality they were, but so this 15-year-old bloke's walked up. What are you laughing at?
What are you? I'm not even going to get into what nationality. I'm not going to bring race into this.
No, but they were all ethnic.
Yeah.
Sorry, because it was an ethnic. I'm pretty sure it was Greek, Easter Orthodox. Or something, Orthodox no, or
not,
something.
Not Easter, Orthodox maybe, yeah.
I don't know, something like that. Yep. Anyway, it wasn't fucking Aussies. Yeah. And it wasn't an Aussie that stabbed him. He was like Arab looking.
Mm.
So I brought nationality into it now.
You shouldn't have brought it in.
Yeah, it's your fucking fault.
Anyway.
And so he lunged at him and shanked him in the face.
Fuck.
And then shanked a couple other people. And it was live streamed. Because it was for an event. It was for, that's why I said
it might have been Easter. I don't know. I was just.
Yeah, because I feel like I've heard that that's what it was for. Yeah, yeah. And so all the locals that go to that church, all these wogs, seen it live on the TV.
Oh.
2,000 fucking people turned up when he was pinned in the church and a riot started and all 2,000 of them were chanting, let him out, let him out. They used ladders. They tried to break in. Because
he was in like a cop car.
No, because he was in the church. They were protecting him in the church.
Oh,
and all the people from the church, all these angry Italians were like, fucking let us have him. Give me a crack at him.
Okay, yeah. It just makes more sense. I saw like the riots and stuff.
That's
like
what the riots were about.
Yeah.
So they've all pulled up like, let's fucking go. Let's get this cunt.
Fucking know.
And then the coppers riot squad had to turn up. Then a whole riot started and they had to escort him out. Fucking that way, it was wild, bro.
15-year-old,
and it was classed as something. It was classed as like a terror act, so which is fucking wild.
Yeah,
but it's just crazy. We're at this place in life right now where it's like, I watched Pearl Harbor the other day with my family, and I remember like getting into bed and being like, holy fuck, Pearl Harbor is this cheesy fucking movie that tried to upsell what happened in Pearl Harbor when Japan bombed the fuck out of them, killed everybody, tried to make it like this war movie where they kind of came on top and a spin of love in the middle of it. And it was just...
Oh, really?
It was good in its time, but I rewatched and I was like, fuck, this is fucking cheesy.
Yeah.
And I remember coming out of it thinking, the one thing COVID taught me is... It's not all sunshine and rainbows where we are right now.
Mm.
And it's definitely not everywhere else in the world. Mm. So what the fuck is stopping it from fucking coming here and it's starting here?
Nothing.
Nothing, bro.
And that's this shit's been happening all the time.
Mm.
Like Port Arthur, you think about that. Like this is just life, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's constant. It hasn't stopped. And then there was also that shit in Melton. There was like On Monday,
the kids.
There was gangs in Melton running around with machetes.
Yeah, well, they was in a shopping center. And
yeah,
they were,
as well.
They were blueing and cutting each other up, and it's
fuck
like
me dead.
Fuck, bro.
I know.
And it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. And people are losing the plot. And I think people are angry at the world, and everyone's turning on each other.
Yeah, there's some crazy news, and another thing that kind of upsets me about the news, sorry to come in on such a high and then bring this down a bit, but it's a little sandwich. We'll get back in on a high after this, but Aussie music festivals are in a weird place at the moment, mate.
Mm.
We've had a few cancellations. Obviously, we had Pitch cancelled, and then fucking Splendor in the Grass cancelled.
Yeah.
There was another festival that's been going on for years that has been cancelled, and apparently it's just because fucking everything's just too expensive, and
yeah,
you know, it costs so much to run these things now, and you got to get all these extra approvals from councils and stuff like that, and then all these artists are probably wanting an arm and a leg to perform, and it's like, fuck, like what? As it's sad as like a
feels like it's a bubble about to explode.
Yeah, it's sad for like us, the people that like going to festivals. Like, fuck, this is shit.
Yeah,
like, what are we going to do about this? How can we get out of this?
I reckon it's a bit of post COVID, man. I reckon they're still recovering. I reckon the world,
Financially.
I reckon financially,
I definitely put the whole world in like a hole.
Yeah,
it costs so much money
and
lost so much money.
Everyone's still trying to mentally, physically. And the financial side of things, they're all still trying to recover.
Yeah.
And the world is so angry and so fucking all over the shop, and people have mental disorders and and the money and the fuel now for fucking wars. And I was hearing someone talking about it the other day, and it's like, you put it into perspective, when there's not war and you've got a company that is supplying something and all of a sudden they're supplying heaps of food for the army, or this is just an example, and they've gone from making $10 million a day, but when there's a war, they go and they get paid and they make $100 million.
Yeah.
That's why the war is boosts the economy.
Yeah.
And that's why
it's good for the economy.
So many people out there think that they just have war because it fucking it's just a money making machine.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's just fucking wild, mate. The world seems to be like it's going crazy a little bit around us, which is a bit sad.
And the AFL's going soft. It's another thing that's pissing me off. Like, fuck me, every game I watch, someone's getting 1 week, and it's like, what are they supposed to do? They're going in for the footy and trying to, you know, protect their head and put their body over the ball. And unfortunately, if they hit someone and they hit them in the head or they get concussed from it, bang, that's a week. Or you get a dangerous tackle, bang, that's fucking 3 weeks. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
Just play footy, mate.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You know?
Just fucking play footy.
And like, I think they were talking, I can't remember which player they were talking about. I can't remember his name. But it was a sling tackle, and he was about to get done for it. But because he pulled his arm out from the bottom of it to show that he was conscious about
the tackle, being possibly dangerous,
I think he's getting away with it. And it's like, what's the fucking difference, man? What's the difference? It's ridiculous.
And I mean, yeah, it's weird. They're trying to
Toby
like,
Green. You're gonna have to say who it was.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Might have been.
Yeah, they're going to have to just sort of reteach them how to play, because, you know, growing up you got taught to fucking tackle someone properly and really put them in the ground, and now it's like, look, that's a fucking dangerous tackle or this, that. So it is what it is, isn't it, mate? And at the end of the day, we're not playing footy, are we? So it doesn't really affect us.
Nah.
But as a viewer, it's frustrating. And the umpires, fucking don't even get me started on the umpires, but...
Yeah.
Positive news. Do you know Kelly Lupepe?
I do know Kelly Lupepe, yeah.
I used to play footy with him. I played...
He played basketball. He used to
tower
over me in basketball.
Yeah, he came over to Australia and he started playing for Greensy with us in like under 11s, I think. And under 11s, I swear to God, this guy was already 6 foot.
He's
fucking huge. And I remember he used to play rugby and... He literally would get the footy fucking and just kick it 50 meters in like under 11s. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was just a machine. And he's been playing college basketball at LMU for the past 4 years, I think.
Mm.
And he just got signed to the Sydney Kings NBL team.
Sick.
Dope as.
Sick.
He's a beast.
Are they, I reckon he's got like a future in like acting. I reckon he's got that Kelly. Body. Yeah, he's got. He looks.
Oh, he's fucking like Jason Momoa.
He looks like Aquaman.
Yeah, he's like, a fucking mammoth of a human.
They should make a new superhero. Make it like Shark Man or something, because we got heaps of great whites here.
Shark Boy, but like in like.
But Kelly Lepepe.
Yeah, just Kelly. He was benching. He was benching. I think it was like 375 for reps.
Yeah,
which
wow.
is like, it's like I think it's like 150 kilos or something. Or that's maybe it's even heavier.
That's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
That's a fucking big boy.
It's so funny. And we used to like hang out with him a bit. And when we were like 17, we were staying at one of our mates' joint, and it was late. He lived around the corner and he like wanted to go home and grab something, but it was like dark. And he was like going to ride his bike. He's like, oh, but I'm scared to like go out in the dark and that. Like, are you fucking serious? You're wearing a size 16 shoe and you're 6'5".
The people are scared about you. You don't need to be scared, man.
I'm like, if I saw you coming on a bike at night, I would fucking sprint away, cunt. Are you kidding? No one is going to attack you, mate. You're safe.
Be more worried about the bike bending than fucking someone's coming to attack you. But
yeah.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things written down that I want to talk about.
Yeah,
let's lighten the mood.
Yes, please.
Let's get off the crazy shit, because we live in a good life. We're happy. We're in a nice place. We live. Thank God it's not fucking Melbourne yet. Thank God.
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing fucking comes here either.
I think we're too progressive here.
Yeah.
And because you can't even like say a colourful word here, you get put in jail. So
yeah.
Let alone bring the violence here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fucking oath.
Anyway.
So, yes. what have I got written down here?
I don't know. Check your notes, bud.
Brother, I was thinking.
Brother.
Brother, the other day, I was thinking, I've been listening to a fair bit of country music.
Yes.
And forever, people talk about like, oh, country music, it talks about like, how it's always about you lost your dog or you fucking, you love.
Bad dirt.
You bad dirt. Yeah. Or fucking how you're broken your heart and this and that. But I was driving the other day. Mm. And there's this one song called I Wish Grandpa's Never Died. Mm. And I'm driving along and one of the lyrics in it is every road was named Copper Road. Back road drinking kids never got caught, and I wish grandpas never died. And I'm thinking, I'm like, if every road's called Copper Road, how the fuck are you ever going to know which way you're going? And if grandpas never died, there'd be fucking old people everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about it. There'd be fucking so many old people around. You'd have to get the biggest centers.
Oh.
What those old people...
And then it would be a terrible, terrible lifestyle they're living.
Imagine being like
1,400 years old.
1,400 years old and like...
Oh. You know what it'd be like? Horrible, but my nan has dementia at the moment.
Yeah.
I imagine she was 1,000 years old. It'd be like us after a night out when you've had a few and it's 5 a.m. in the morning, can't physically string a sentence together.
It would be fucking ridiculous. And I think, what would we have to do? We'd have to get...
Okay.
We'd have to get like...
More job opportunities.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about my missus. Mm. She works in disability. Mm. You could have a client for fucking like 1,000 years, man. And then... Yeah. There'd be people fucking, there'd be so many cunts crashing their cars because people would just wouldn't know which way to go.
Yeah, well, I think there's already laws against that, thank God.
Yeah. I think you'd have to, I wonder if it'd be like cows. I wonder if it'd be like, you'd have to create the biggest center to hold all the old people.
I was just imagining. Thinking like cows, you drive past and there's a paddock full of old people. You just see some old bloke just taking a shit.
But then in these paddocks, you got so many old people, and they would start to affect the methane gas, and it'd start to break the ozone layer because there'd be so many fucking old people.
Oh, there'd be so many people.
And I just think country music, like it, I love it.
Yeah,
but fuck, it makes me laugh
think your
sometimes.
Lyrics through.
Yeah, seriously. It's a. I wish every road was named Copper Road. I was like. How are you going to get anywhere?
Why would they want that?
What's so good about Copper Road?
Now turning on Copper Road. Take the second exit to Copper Road.
Left or right? Fuck. Left, right, straight, reverse.
Reverse. One half now, y'all. Turn it up.
Well, I think there's something there. You know what? That's all I've got to say.
Yeah, I thought you writing that down, you know, he's fucking that funny.
Well, at least we wrote something down this week.
Yeah, that's right. That is right, man. Kind of on that music topic, there's so much shit going on with like Drake and Metro and shit at the moment. Have you been seeing this a little bit?
Drake and Metro.
Metro Boomin, beef a big time with Drake.
I have.
Drake and J. Cole did that song. And
I've listened to the whole album.
Yeah. Fucking dicko. I sent him this J. Cole song because I thought he'd love it. And he gets a message. He goes, yeah, fat, listen to the whole album. It slaps. And then I get here and I'm starting to go, oh, put that song on. And he goes, oh, I haven't heard this before. I'm like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, I sent it to you. He's like, did you? Oh, I didn't listen to it. I'm like, you told me you listened to the whole album. You're like, oh, yeah, nah, Bez listened to it. He told me it was good. I'm like, are you fucking for real or what? I'm fucking not trusting you with anything anymore.
Well, I listened. Well, it was a mental note for me to be like, all right, I will listen. Mm. And it will slap. So, you know what?
It did slap.
And you know what? I get called out so many times for not fucking replying.
Yeah, at least you replied.
At least I got there.
I'd count my lucky stars, I guess. I've been ungrateful.
At least I came back with a good reply.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Like, Drake's fucking, he's the petty king, mate. He's just been putting stories up of Metro, like, playing drums. He made this dick trap. diss track towards, like, Metro and
it's
shit.
It's like a trap that's got pussy on it. It's like a little mouse trap. Yeah. And it smells like sunshine and roses. And a dick, it's just going to go... Oh.
Yeah, it's like a little hermit crab. just a cock pops out.
it's like you're in New York City and you got cocks running everywhere. You got huge cocks and then you got to get your cock traps up and then, yeah, there's something there too with that.
Something there as well. Yeah, you're right. All right, find it.
Hit me back.
Yeah, so it's just bizarre. It's a weird place in hip hop. And then J. Cole sort of replied to Kendrick and then he took it back and now he's taken down that track. Dissing Kendrick, J. Cole's like, no, I'm not about that life.
So he's taking it down.
He took it off Spotify, like fully got rid of it.
Oh, really?
He's just like, because he came out at a concert and was like, that wasn't me. I don't want to do that. I don't want to respect the great. I understand he might reply now and he's going to do what he does, but that shit made me uncomfortable and that's not who I am, which I kind of respect.
I wonder if he's
some of the
out.
Greatest songs in history were made through beef. Think about fucking No Vaseline.
No Vaseline is the biggest G up.
Oh. And, like, that is the most brutal. He is, like, naming and shaming each one of them, and you can...
Put a bullet in his temple. It's fucking the most gangster thing ever.
Yeah. God damn. I'm glad y'all set it off.
Used to be mad, now you're just wet and soft. First you was down with the AK.
And I see you on a video with Michelle.
Looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming. That's why it went so low.
Yeah.
Gangster, bro.
It is gangster.
Put a bullet in this temple.
Straight up. Straight up. Yeah, mate. So it's pretty whack, dude. But also, we've got a new apprentice at work. And I hope he doesn't listen to this because I told him to listen to it today. But it's rough, man.
It's rough out there, isn't it?
Fuck me.
What, having an apprentice?
Yeah, just sort of fucking, I can't stay calm, really. Fucking infuriates me. I don't have the patience. It's like...
Why, what's he doing?
He's just fresh and like there's nothing wrong with it.
It's just green.
Like it's, I remember when I started, I was useless. Like I remember when I started, like I didn't know what any tools were. And my boss is like, oh, go to the trailer and grab me out a shifter. I was like... What the fuck is a shifter? Like, seriously, I had to go behind the trailer and I remember I had to like Google it quickly behind the trailer, just Google like shifter. Because I thought I knew what it was, but I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to come back with like a pair of snips or something. It's like, what the fuck is this?
That is fucking hilarious.
But yeah, I understand. If you don't know something,
that's all part of the process, though, I think.
For sure. And if you don't know, you don't know. But it comes down to like, If you actually look like you want to be there and asking questions and you're watching what the person's doing and you're actually there to learn and you're into it, because, you know, some of them aren't and they're just sort of waltzing around or standing there. I'm like, fucking, you're looking for something to do, mate? Like, let's go.
Well, this is going to really hit him where it hurts because he's just put it on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got more. Yeah, no, that's all I'll say. Yeah. But what were you like when you first started?
I was useless. When I first started, I actually didn't really even want to be a tradesman when I started at first. And I have only slowly come around to now to really enjoying myself enough.
Yeah.
In the workspace.
Mm.
And all I've learned is I need to be in the driver's seat for me to be on track.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. As I get older, for sure, because when you're an apprentice, you don't really feel like, you don't really know what you're building towards. Like, you don't really know why you're necessarily doing something. But now that you know the whole process, like for me, it's like building a house and what has to happen, you go, oh, I have to put this stud in for this. That can, for later on, then they can have something there to fix something to. When you're an apprentice, you're like, you get told to put a stud in, you're like, what? Okay. You just do it and you don't think it has any purpose. But as when you get now, like where I'm at, like it's, and being able to do things yourself, it's so satisfying. Like you finish something, you go, fuck, look what I did. This is mad. And that's why I kind of understand why people might not be that keen on a trade, but then once they do it and they become qualified and competent themselves, they kind of stay in it because it's rewarding.
Yeah.
Like big time rewarding. And I've been finding that lately, like
100%.
Especially now, like there's an apprentice that you're kind of in control, and it's a good feeling. Mm. And you know, it's not, and it's like even like, I think we were talking to Bryce like last week about when you're working for someone, you sort of feel like, you know, you don't have any purpose or you kind of can't be fucked. But when you're doing it for yourself, you don't really give yourself time to sort of think that you don't want to do it because you're like, you just have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's better. It definitely gets better.
100%. Well, it's also, I don't know, I'm a bit of a control freak. And
yeah.
And when it comes down to doing a job, if I'm not in the driver's seat, there can become times where I just get frustrated or I get lost. I turn off a little bit and start thinking about other shit. If I'm not in the driver's seat making decisions, trying to lead, I'm just not as useful. The problem will be is if I'm working with someone who wants to control fucking everything.
Yeah.
That's the thing that fucking gets me.
Or they have their way to do it and it's like, can't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, especially now because a lot of these people taught me a lot when I was coming up as an apprentice.
Better than you.
And now, no, it's not that I'm better than you. It's just I know what I'm doing now.
Mm.
And I see a lot of people that I work with that will do certain things. And don't get me wrong, I still make mistakes. And I still have the ability to learn. I still have the ability to take in what someone said to me.
Mm.
As much as I'll be like, fuck off, cunt.
Mm,
but then I'll turn around and be like, come on. Just grit your teeth,
yeah.
Suck it up, yeah. Listen to what they said.
You actually have to take it on board.
And fucking move on. But there's certain people that I can work with and I'll be like, you know what? He will listen to what I have to say. I'll listen to what he has to say. We respect each other. We have fun together and work is good. But when I get put with some fucking Nazi fucking old cunt who thinks he knows every single fucking thing and then gets me to fucking stand on the outside. A lot of the time I'll be like, cunt, we're doing it like this. We'll do it. And I come in and I have a lot to do with the process. But then sometimes you get put in a position where we're digging all day and you'll be like, come on, what are you doing? I'm like, cunt, it's your problem because you're a fucking control freak. And then I get lost off with the fairies because you want to fucking micromanage every single thing I do. It's funny that you bring up memories of growing up. And I was talking to an apprentice as well about a few things the other day. We all do dumb shit. We all do fucking funny shit. And I remember I went to a camp called, I think it was called Summers Camp. It was in grade 6. So it was early days.
Mm.
Early, early days. And I was definitely a type of person that would tell a white lie.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Still are.
Still am now.
Yeah.
J. Cole's album was sick.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've gone to this summers camp and I've met like I was a bit of a I don't even need to tell. I was going to say I was a bit of a crybaby, a bit of a mama's boy.
Virgin.
Virgin, big time virgin at that time.
Yep.
I think it was like 2 weeks, a 3 week camp. It was one of those things.
That's mad.
Yeah, but it wasn't with the school. You had to get picked out of a hat and two people went. And you went for like a month. It was in primary school. And it might not have been a month. Might have been 2 weeks maybe.
Yeah.
But that's like the biggest thing when you're in fucking primary school.
What?
I got a girlfriend there.
Did ya?
Got a girlfriend to dance. I threw that fucking, I forget what that shuffle's called.
The SpongeBob?
The SpongeBob. Yeah. I remember one of the boys taught me how to do a SpongeBob and threw it in front of like a whole big circle but did it for like a minute straight.
No way, dude. That's sick.
Yeah, and then so I've met this one kid and I remember crying early days, be like, I miss my mum, blah, blah, blah. Oh,
I've got a story about
Big time. Like I was such a mama's boy. But I remember meeting this one kid and I started to come down. Mum's coming visitors, give me a bit of cash. I'm sweet as. And I was talking to this kid and we were starting to get along really well. And I remember telling him, I remember being like, oh yeah, I'm a boxer. This is grade 6. I'm like, I haven't started, but I eventually did start boxing, but I'm not fucking boxing in grade 6. And he told me that he did MMA. And we were like, we're getting it. And we're like, yeah, fucking oath. Like I've done it. And this is like, this is a 12-year-old. And I'm like, yeah, I'm actually 7-1.
Oh my God.
I told him that I had fights. And
this kid was just for a random kid from another school.
And like, we were totally believing each other. Like, yeah. Like, I didn't know if I believed. I'd be like, nah, you didn't even box. But I'd be like, neither did I. But I was telling him. And then I remember telling him that I remember I had 7 wins. I'd beaten the fuck out of everyone, like just pantsing people. But my one loss was to a Down syndrome bloke that I just forfeited. I felt really bad.
You're trying to make the best resume ever.
This is what I'm telling him. I'm just like, yeah, but
this guy knocks people out and he's super sympathetic.
I said this one thing. I was like, one time, like I stepped into the ring and then this disabled dude, this Down syndrome kid stepped in. I was like, nah, I can't do it.
Threw in the towel.
I put my hands up and I was like, nah, it's not me. And I just got down on my hands and knees and pretend to get knocked out.
We just become best friends.
And I was like, that's how I got my 7-1 record.
Yeah.
And
that's actually the story how I broke my banjo string.
Yeah. With me or with
you? No. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Oh, right. No, so I actually ran into him, funnily enough, at the Warrandyte Festival, wrestling with one of my mates.
What?
And he's walked up and spotted me. He's like, oh, Ben, how are you? He's like, yeah, use some of your boxing moves on him. Oh. And almost got caught out for a lie again. I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh.
I was like, fuck it. Oh, you're not sweet ass, bro.
Oh, you didn't go in there. You're just like, I'm busy.
No. So I was wrestling with my mate and he's come up out of nowhere and he's like, Ben, how are you? He's like, how are you, bro?
Oh, you were wrestling, yeah.
And
sorry,
he's like, use your moves. And I was like, oh, don't worry about it, bro.
I don't want to hurt him.
Don't want to hurt him, bro. Yeah. And yeah, so I just thought it was funny.
It's funny.
I was talking to him about it and I've had plenty of white lies. You've had any white lies?
Fucking oath. None that really come to mind, but when you said that before, I remember first day of grade 4, first day of school back, and I must have just loved mum that holidays, because I got back
and didn't go
to class. I was like bawling my eyes out, like,
no. What school? What? When was this?
Grade 4.
Oh, grade 4. That's young enough.
Yeah, about 9 years old.
Yeah, I was doing it in fucking grade 6, mate.
I missed mum so much, dude. And I remember sleeping over at people's houses and being like, had to like,
maybe it wasn't.
Woke up in the middle of the night like really upset and had to go to their parents' room and then like, oh, okay, like, yeah, we'll call your mum and get him to pick you up.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened to me a bunch of times.
Big time mum's
boy.
I used to
feel anxious.
Yeah.
When I knew I was going and I'd just work myself up.
Oh, really?
I just work myself up into it.
Yeah.
And then like it would get late at night and I miss my mum.
Fucking. That would be so annoying.
You fucking loser. Relax. Yeah. Imagine having a maid over now. You're getting sunk into a few tins and then he starts to cry because he misses his mum. And he has to get that. But because he's drank, he's pissed, so you got to get him an Uber home.
Yeah.
You got to sort him out.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sad. But yeah, like, I used to get G'd up and then it would just come over me. But remember, you used to have sleepovers and I remember once there was like talk of one of the boys getting people over for a sleepover. Found out one of my mates was going and then his dad called and he's like, oh no, actually like BG can't come. There's like not enough room. It was just Turner or someone that was coming. And I was like distraught. Like I packed my bag, ready to go. Like,
that's
so excited. Waiting for mum to like get in the car.
That's ruthless.
She told me and I was like,
that is ruthless.
Rock bottom.
Whose fucking parent was out calling now?
It was actually.
That is ruthless,
mate. You can bleep that. But yeah, pretty funny.
That is ruthless.
Anyway.
Did you used to sleep talk when you were young?
No, I slept walk once at my nan's house. Got up, walked out of bed apparently, and I just went to the back door, stood there with my hand on the handle for like 10 minutes and mum was just watching me. And then I walked back to the bed and went to sleep.
Really?
Stood there gazing out the window into the darkness.
Really?
That's scary.
I would have thought you were a fucking possessed child.
Oh.
I would have probably fucking got a priest over if my kid did that.
Can I have another neck?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Crack a neck. Have you got any cold ones? No.
Yeah, I do. Just like that, time travel.
Yeah.
We got another neck. So, yeah, I used to sleepwalk too. I remember I remember plenty of times, like, I'm pretty sure I took a shit on the stairs.
What? While you were asleep?
While I was asleep, yeah. Walking out.
No fucking way.
Shitting on the stairs, pissing on the stairs. I sleep talk flat stick still.
I've never heard of a sleep shitter.
Yeah, sleep shitter.
I mean, I'm a shit sleeper. Yeah. Not a sleep shitter.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. It's wild. I'm pretty sure there was an actual indent out of the side of the timber. It was like a little opening for me to get out of my bed. And I'm pretty sure I shat somewhere down there too. But under the desk, there was like on one of the bottom bars. I think I shat onto one of those too.
Smart little cunt.
Yeah, fucking oath. When you got to go, you got to go. Oh. But the reason I bring it up is because...
please do tell.
My girlfriend came home from work last night and I was gassed. We've had a funny week. Mm-hmm. With some stuff that's been going on and I've just been exhausted. And I just said I'm going to sleep. Not with me and her, with fucking outside shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in and she got into bed and apparently I rolled over and I was like, here they are, two stinky pussies.
No way. When you're asleep.
And then I'm just like... And I'm like, just kidding. Just kidding.
You don't remember it?
She said, no, I don't remember anything. Oh. And she said I was like, I thought I was funny as fuck. Like, because I would have been, because me and Ella have a good relationship like that where we can take the piss out of each other and we can have good fun.
Yeah.
And saying something like that, like that's pretty standard for me to say something like that.
Yeah.
To say something cringe and stupid.
Yep.
But then for me to giggle about it.
That's hilarious.
In my sleep.
Courtney slept talk this morning. I went into the room. She's like, why would you watch that? And then went close. I was like just going along with it. I was like, oh, I don't know why I would watch that. And then she's like, oh, you smell like cigarettes. I was like, what? I hadn't fucking smoked or nothing. I thought it was fucking that funny. I couldn't stop laughing, bro.
Well, I fucking only smoke fucking vapes,
babe. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just quickly, with the phone case, still don't know if I can talk about it, but I have handed my phone in. Had to go to the cops.
With the phone?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was weird. Had to go to the police station, give them a statement, and then, yeah, they took my phone off me. And now I'm using my mum's old iPhone.
Oh, so he's so
just for now.
He's a transgender, but with phones.
Yes. Yeah, I've changed transmissions. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the iPhone's more of a manual because it's kind of hard to navigate.
Yeah.
Nah, not really. It's actually fairly easy. It's a very dumb phone for dumb people, so it's pretty easy to use. But I'll tell you the truth, Ben.
How does it feel to be part of the sheep? The sheep game.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, it was no shit, mate. Apple fucking shits on anything fucking Samsung.
Like, it's only an iPhone 11 Pro. It's a bit behind, but like just for temporary, like it's fucking not that bad.
Yeah, don't ever go back to Samsung ever again. We've written a big board full of goals, and we need BJ to get a Mac so we can get some proper prime. Videos out, and you know what? This is the starting.
Mac is a good, yeah.
This is the starting effect. Mm. Where this is Apple's the way,
and it scares me because I'm a Samsung kid till the day I die.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I really am.
This is that's your emo phase.
In my
bro.
Heart,
that's your emo phase.
I'm not
bro.
Saying I'm going to iPhone yet, but I'm saying I love how easy it is and how compatible it is with every single one of my friends.
Yeah,
because pretty much all of them, except shout out Jack Wilkinson. But yeah, like Dicko shared his Wi-Fi password with me.
Mm.
That was nice.
When this pod finishes, as soon as it finishes, you'll be able to take it because I'll airdrop the podcast here.
Yeah, that's nice as well.
You'll be able to listen to it tomorrow. There's so many things that make it so fucking worth it.
That's how they get you, isn't it?
Oh, it's just easy, man.
Yeah.
It's just so much. It's just good. Apple a day keeps the fucking pedophiles away. You know what I'm saying?
Damn straight. You know what time it is, we hear that right. Let's get ready to break some oil. I thought they would do a bunch in like rapid succession, but it wasn't.
Let's go.
So let's
quickly. We haven't done this in a while.
We haven't actually. It's back.
We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
We've brought the icebreakers back, but we're only bringing one each to the table every week, not three.
Yeah. And if you're new here, welcome. Icebreakers is just something for you guys to use at home or out and about, or, you know, with your boss, if it's awkward to talk with your boss, or if you're trying to meet a girl. Yep.
The bunked in icebreakers.
That's right.
Copyright it, bitches.
Yeah. My first one is, what is the strangest thing you've seen in someone's house?
The strangest thing I have seen in someone's house.
If you need time, I can go first.
You go first.
Mm-hmm. So, we shout out to Patty and Jados, JPG episode. We were out one time in Lorimar, and we were out drinking at a bar, and met these blokes, got along with them, and ended up going back to one of their houses. And he like lived with this, had this like this random roommate. And we walked into the house. It was like dark, this random's house. And as soon as you walk in, you got Jason from Friday the 13th, life size figure, staring at you with a knife.
Wow.
As soon as you walk in.
Wow. What the fuck?
Yes, bro. It was fucking terrifying. And then you walk to the lounge room and they have a humongous spider in the lounge room. Like, I'm talking like as big as this room.
Mm.
Like from Harry Potter.
Wow.
That in the lounge room. And then there was like a bunch of other just like horror movie, like fucking life-size like doll things. It was fucking terrifying, dude. Like,
that is scary.
The weirdest thing you could ever walk into, in my opinion. It's like, who, why would you even like collect this shit? What the fuck is up with that?
Mm.
I mean, it was kind of cool. I got a photo with Jason. That was kind of dope. Mm.
You'd hate to see that in the dark.
It was dark.
Oh, really?
It was like 3 a.m.
Wow.
And then what's that other?
We're a bit frog-eyed at all.
Mike Myers? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yuck.
That's why we're going back to their joint.
Yuck.
Mm.
Wouldn't you just be petrified?
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. We got it out of there pretty quick.
Hmm.
And I remember they wanted to come back.
Was it a close mate or?
It was Patty and Jados. No, we just met them out.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And we went back to their joint for like kick-ons. And then we were like, okay, let's get out of here. And we went back to Patty's and they wanted to come to Patty's joint. And we're like, nah, all good. We'll just get out of here.
Oh my God, that's wild as fuck. You would be like so scared. You'd be like,
I was like so scared.
You would be, I would be thinking like, I'm a bit of a pazzy cunt. So I'd be like, are these guys just,
are we about to fuck?
Are we about to fuck?
Yeah.
Are we about to get fucked?
Yeah, that's true.
And do I feel weird? I'd start panicking, being like, am I going to pass out?
Am I having an anxiety attack right now?
Is someone drugged me? Do I feel really weird? Are these guys going to fuck me? And they'd be like, oh, wait, I feel normal.
Yeah, you definitely.
Dude, I remember. I used to be a photographer.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And I used to go around, I used to shoot parties.
With a camera.
Yeah, because I was a bit depressed and I was just getting a camera. No, I'm kidding. So I'd shoot parties and I remember I was at like a 15th or something and it was up on this tennis court. And I don't know where it came from, but I remember a commotion and being like, what the fuck is going on over there?
Yeah.
What's going on? And I walk over and there's a dog with a double-ended dildo in its mouth running around. And these are 15-year-old kids.
Oh my God.
That are like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh my God.
I don't know if someone brought it out of like a bag or something. Like, is it like 15-year-olds think it's funny? They pull it out and throw it at each other.
Yeah.
But the birthday girl didn't know what was going on.
The birthday girl. So present.
I don't.
Oh my God.
And I don't know, maybe she's just really raunchy for 15. Wild. And I was like, wow, who's this?
Oh my God, Nibbles. How'd you get that?
And fuck, it was like this little white dog and it was running around, but because everyone was chasing it, thought it was playing a game. And it was running around and it was like a fucking chick with huge tits, but it was the side of two sides of a cock just slapping it in the face.
That is a funny analogy, mate.
Oh, that's what I think.
Metaphor. before?
If you had huge tits, it would be really...
I can imagine it. It would be it's flopping up and down.
Yeah, but it was like two ends of a cock and one smacking in the face. It was like Euro-stepping these 15-year-olds with a fucking huge purple dildo in his mouth. But that's funny. That's probably the...
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, there was a moment when you were telling your story where I kind of went, yeah, about the big spider, and I wasn't wowed about it because I was just digging deep to try and find my story. But yeah, that's pretty wild about the spider too and the Michael Myers. So good work on that one.
Thanks, man.
So my question would be, do you think it's scarier to imagine that humans are the most intelligent life form in the universe? Or that there is more intelligent life form out there.
I think it's scarier to imagine that humans are the most intelligent.
Yeah.
Because like we're not that intelligent.
Yeah.
I would like to imagine that there's something else out there that is, you know, more intelligent and it would kind of give us.
Do you really think that though? As a race, we're not that intelligent?
No, I don't know if I like really think it, but I like to think it. I would like to hope, I guess hope.
Like stupidly, yeah, we are as like an individual. You got individuals out there that we're not surrounded by fucking Elon Musks.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, we're like, surrounded by fucking Sean Marleys. Yeah.
Which are a great time, don't get me wrong.
Fun time.
Fun time.
Super fun.
We're all
time.
About fun times.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's completely...
And to be honest, I don't think I'd like being surrounded by Elon Musks.
No.
I'm happy with the Sean and Marleys and the Pat Kellys of the world.
The Elon Musks would have to be drinking baby blood, you know what I mean?
Mm.
They'd have to be doing weird shit.
Yeah.
But my point is though, I at work, we're building this new job on top of an old skip that's 20 years old, it's been buried for. That's
skip it. Or like a tip.
A tip, sorry.
Yeah.
Where you pour the skips in the tip.
Correct.
And they reckon over the next 10 years, the ground under it is going to drop a whole meter.
Yeah.
And so they're whacking fucking like 200 meters worth of piles down into this mountain.
200 meters?
Yeah, it's like it's like fucking four big 50-meter concrete piles on top of each other down into the bottom, and then they're making a slab on building on the top. And eventually, after 10 years, once everything drops, there's a capping on the outside layer, and then everything will become suspended.
Holy shit.
How wild is that?
That's nuts. How many are these fucking, what are they called, piles?
Piles, they're like fucking every 10 meters by... They're everywhere. They're all through the slab. There's fucking heaps of them.
Wow.
And like every probably 5 by 5 meter squares, there's a fucking big pile in there. So on our drains now, when we're laying it on a ground bedding, we're laying it with a steel hanger and we have to clip all the hangers on and backfill them.
It's all suspended.
And they hang up and then we bend those steel into the slab and we pour it. And so when the ground drops and drops away,
that stays at the same height.
All the drains will become suspended drains.
Wow.
How wild is that?
That's gnarly. Maybe humans are fucking really smart, eh? Is
fucking oath. Into? And I mean,
we are. We are.
Yeah.
We are definitely super intelligent.
Yeah. You think of the movie Interstellar. You've got to be smart to write that movie.
Fucking oath. Yep. You're dead right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, but at the same time, the way I think about it is it scary to think that there's other people that are smarter than us out there? Probably, because fucking hell, they're more of a threat to us than we are.
I guess, yeah, it's scary to think that. Yeah, because then it's like, wow, what?
Mm.
Yeah, okay, true. I guess I didn't really think that through that, yeah, we aren't surrounded immediately by these smart people, but there is some people in the world that are like super geniuses.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And to think that there is sort of potentially another race or another type of being out there that could be a whole heap smarter than that is kind of scary, I guess, because it's like, you know, we've thought of so many things and done so many things. What could they think about? What could they create?
oh, it's wild, man.
Threaten us, person.
Driving this morning to work, and we're all driving at 100 kilometers, 5 fucking a.m. on the freeway, trucks, cars, fucking all hitting 100K, and I'm thinking, fucking, this is intense, guys.
It is, yeah.
This is intense.
No, you're right. I think that as well.
There's fucking people everywhere. How do we get to this place?
In a two-lane, like a single-lane road, and there's a lane right next to you coming the opposite way.
Yeah.
And if that moved fucking a meter or 500 mil,
yeah,
you're dead.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I just think of all the things in life that people come up with. Oppenheimer, the bomb that they came up with, and everything, like, fucking, it's just wild.
It is wild. It's funny you bring that up. I was talking to a bloke at work today about this. Like, I was like, how far do you think we are off? You know, you have these futuristic movies. I'm thinking of, like, Altered Carbon, the TV show. I don't know if you've seen it, but, like, they're in the future, and it's in a point where everyone has sort of, like, a flying vehicle, and you go up into the sky, and there's like road rules, but in the sky, like sky rules, there's like traffic lights in the sky, and you sort of, stick to a same lane. You've got to create some sort of organization up there, so it's not just everyone flying each which way, and people.
It's
like, surely, especially being in like a long distance relationship, I've thought, how good would it be if I could just hop in a little fucking helicopter and just zip over to, you know, the other side of Australia or something.
100%.
Like, sure, because there is those.
A helicopter wouldn't be quick, but I'd like want a jet car. But
yeah, that would be better. But like, there's those Ubers, those Uber drone helicopter things. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're a thing now. So like, do you think in our lifetime we'll have something like that? Like a, you know, some sort of, I don't think it'll be a full, the whole civilization
probably
will have it.
Probably.
And it will take over cars in our lifetime. But I think there could be, you know,
probably
a few thousand people, you know, one day they're sort of, the elites are flying up in the sky.
100%. And like, it's just the way that technology is advancing. Eventually we're going to get to a place where someone will come up with a safe way to fly a smaller vehicle at a lower height.
Yeah.
And if you think about automated driving and
the Teslas
and stuff, eventually maybe it gets to a point where it's not, we are flying it. You've got a pod that maybe is automated because you choose. It has to be. Maybe that
some sort of magnetic sort of field up there that can pull you a certain way.
Maybe it never gets to a point that there's traffic lights up there. Maybe it gets to a point where we don't control it. Maybe
that's probably the way it would be, actually.
Yeah, maybe it gets to a place where the fucking cars will take off, but you have to map where you're going.
Mm.
And instead of us being able to fly around, because we've got people fucking shanking each other now, fucking, you'd have 9/11 fucking.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Every fucking. All the time, man.
Let me tell you something, brother.
I just don't see a way. Well, but you think about it, in 1,000 years, fuck, they'll come up with something.
Yeah.
They'll come up with something.
Yep. Elon Musk has got a bunch of kids. I'm sure they'll come up with something.
Yeah. He's got one, doesn't he?
I think, doesn't he have a lot of kids?
I thought he had one.
Oh, I don't know. Could be making that up. Once again, don't come to the Bunked In podcast for your legitimate news and data.
What's his name? Fucking shift key, backspace, pull your foreskin back.
Oh, his,
plus
what
two.
His name is. Yeah. Yeah, it's something. Yeah, maybe he does have one kid. What did I think?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You got any good news? Like we've decided whether we like to be up to date with the news. You got any good news articles?
The Kelly Lepepe signing to the Sydney Kings. I thought that was great.
Yeah, that is great. And congrats to him. He's a local lad.
Yeah.
We love seeing local lads do cool shit. Maybe come on the
pod
one day.
At Box Hill. Fuck, that's a great call.
Yeah.
That is a great call.
I actually was reading a study today that there is over 1 billion obese people on the planet.
This is not good news.
It's not good news.
No.
It's news, though.
It is news, yeah.
It is news. And you know what? It's pretty wild to think that there's, out of the 7 billion, well, it's way more than that now.
Is it, Ben? You see what they're putting in the foods, mate.
Yeah.
You see what they're spraying the skies with.
Yeah, I know. But
you know, but, and yeah, it's funny. Like, you see these posts on Facebook and shit of beaches 40 years ago. like or 30 years ago, and there's photos of all these people at the beach and like there's no one obese. And I remember seeing something like, I can't remember how many years ago it was, but it was like you could pay money to go see this fat man because it was like rare to have, and he wasn't even that big. Yeah, he's like, right. just you, like well, you wouldn't even blink an eye at him these days. It's you know, you'd almost consider him to be fucking healthy. He wasn't that big. He just had like a bit of a beer gut on him or something. And people would be like so shocked. They'd be like, holy shit, look how fat this guy is. And now you've got these fucking people that are the size of their bed and don't can't even like move themselves.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's like they have to get craned out of their own house, bro. This is actually things that have happened.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's fucking bizarre, man.
They start to lose the plot when that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
They probably lost it a long
time. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad that there's a bunch of obese people, but which is also kind of baffles me because, I mean, I guess it's sort of what you're surrounded by immediately, but I feel like where we are, like fitness is becoming such a big booming industry at the moment and gyms and stuff is so popular. Like most of the people you bump into today are going to the gym or something, or, you know, you got these drink companies like NAC.
That's why you're drinking NAC.
That's why you drink NAC, and they're making things healthy and, you know, making you feel a little bit better about having a cheeky drink. So
I'll have another sip.
It's just those small decisions in life, I guess, you can make to sort of get past that. You know?
100%. And it's funnily enough, I saw another fella
break
a world record. He ran 68.4 kilometers from 8:15 till 8:20 at night on a treadmill.
Fuck me.
Broke the world record, 68K. And you know what? 68K on a treadmill, very achievable. So all you obese people out there, this is a challenge, a bunked in challenge. I want to see you guys break the Guinness World Record and we'll get tagged for it and we'll get really big.
Yeah. So if we have any extremely fat people listening to this podcast, we want to give a special call out to you.
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
There's a world.
And you know who you are.
And we know you. Nah, not really. No, but
that's a joke.
That's it. That's my other bit of news that I wanted. I just thought that was
a nice good bit of news, man.
That was a good bit of news. He looked like a happy dude, and he looked a bit tired at the end.
Me?
No, the bloke that fucking...
Oh, that ran it.
Well, I got a photo of him. See? That's him.
Oh, okay.
He looks very beatable.
He looks like he'd beat me at Fortnite or something.
I look like... Genuinely, like, if I got someone around...
Looks like he'd be good at chess.
If someone tomorrow said to me, you got to beat 68 Ks, I'd be
able to beat that. What is that pace?
From 8:15...
68 Ks in about 12 hours, was it?
8:15 to 8:20 is 12 hours. 68 divided by 12, 5.6. So he's running at a relatively good pace.
It's a good pace.
5.5... case. That's
definitely
it's pretty good.
That's beatable. I think get some Kenyan, get David Goggins to fucking go have a go. You'll beat that instantly.
Get some Kenyans on there and you'll fucking be in strife.
Goggins will do a fucking 36 hours straight.
Yeah.
Straight up.
It's pretty wild. But we have some great news. We have some great news. People have hit up the call line.
Damn straight.
We fucking love it.
Spicy Dick Hotline, how can I help you? Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Okay, yes, we have some calls. How
we
good. Do.
We have someone who's emailed in.
Yep.
SpicyDickHotline@gmail.com. It's on. You need advice. We're fucking here. You've got your dick stuck in something spicy.
We'll sort it out.
We'll fucking give you advice on how to sort it out. We're very much wanting to look into the advice. You don't need to hit us with icebreakers. We come up with icebreakers.
Yeah.
Hit us with some advice questions.
Yeah, because we're smart as.
Because we fucking know what's going on and we want to help you.
And we've had so many life experiences and we want to give what we've learned from our life to you guys.
That's
so,
it.
Righto, let's get into this first one.
Servus, meine Lieblingsbackpfeifen gesegnet. Hier ist Wilhelm. Wie geht's? Hey boys, German's not great. Deadset had to use Google Translate to help me with that. But yeah, do like to think I'm fluent, even though I'm very far from it. Anyway, if you could be fluent in any 5 languages tomorrow, what would they be? Love you.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
Wow, 5 languages. Shout out to him. He could be coming on the pod soon as well.
Fucking oath. Yeah, cricket's legend in the background over there. Yeah. sounds very peaceful.
It does. Sounds calm. You see, and Unskin Vagan? Nine?
Yeah.
I'd probably do Spanish for my señoritas out there, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
And then I would love to know, like, Italian. Just to go speak to the wogs and just go, they'd be like, "Wow, brother, look, yeah, I can't believe you know that, cuz." You know what I mean?
100%. Because we love the wogs and we love the appreciation when because we love their culture. We wouldn't be able to fucking do the same shit they do. But if we could get invested a little bit, they'd love it.
No way, it can't be. Is that big Vincenzo?
No way! What a wog!
What a weapon! And then I'd probably do Chinese because I think that'd be great.
Plus, you'd make a bit of money.
Indian, so I can know what Uber drivers and that are saying. Get a bit involved.
That's so funny you say that because it's something about Uber drivers. Are they like fucking speaking spells or something? Every time I get in there.
Like smelly armpits.
No, not like that.
That's actually a very funny gag if you think about it.
It is.
Spells, expelliarmus, smelly armpits. Indians notoriously known for BO.
I got it.
Even better when you break it down.
Sorry. But yeah, I always feel like when they're in the front seat, they're always like, let's go.
Yeah, it's like they're doing like, it's like they're doing like a Ouija board.
And I'd be like, you alright, brother? Like, no, I'm not talking.
I am on the phone.
I'm on the phone. And I'd be like, who the fuck are you talking to at that level?
I know.
A mouse?
I don't know how they
small
are.
Ears?
It fucking baffles me as well. Somebody
I'm like, who do you need to talk to for that long all the time?
It must be to another Uber driver. I feel like we've spoken about this before, but it fucking every time it's without a doubt.
It must be to his fucking missus from Sydney.
Been there, brother. Now it all makes sense. I don't blame the guys. And then last language.
These are for spying.
Spying?
These languages that you're saying.
Are they?
Is that what you mean? Like so you can hear in?
Kind
what they're
of,
saying,
yeah,
like Chinese
and then
the Indians and like, why would you want to know how to speak Indian
and then
to be able to hear what they're saying?
What they're saying, yeah, just be kind of, yeah.
Cool.
Pretty much hear what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chinese, hear what they say also, see if they're talking about me.
Mm.
And then probably like Russian. Yeah, they're all pretty good, aren't they? Fucking hell.
Fucking stole all mine.
What the fuck am I going to pick now?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm.
I definitely would choose Russian purely because if we got invaded by Russia, I think if you can speak their language, you've got
dick.
No, but if you can speak their language, then you've got something to offer. Maybe I could be a translator. Maybe I could go to America and be a translator.
You could be a translator.
On the UFC for all the Russian beasts that go there.
Yeah, true.
And I just think if I could talk Russian to Russians, they'd be like, "This, he must be hard AF. Chinese, because I want to hear what they're plotting in Box Hill. I want to go down there and hear what they're plotting in there. And I'm not saying they're plotting anything bad. I just want to know what they've got to say. Why are they congregating there? Something's got to be happening.
That's where they sort of came over and settled, I guess. Like there's a lot of Italians and stuff in Reservoir and Greeks in that area. That's kind of.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
I like the idea of speaking Spanish. I definitely would have liked it more back in the day when I was single.
Yeah.
But I also love Spain. So to be able to go back to Spain one day.
Spain.
And to be able to just converse with people in Spanish would be awesome. Mm. Otherwise, they're all going to be fucking the same as you, man. I can't really.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy with that.
Germany would be cool because there's a lot of good techno artists that are from Germany.
True.
Be cool to meet a few of them and be able to converse.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into the next call.
Hey boys, absolutely love your podcast.
Thanks, babe.
I just needed some advice on something.
That's what we're here for.
I think my boyfriend may be gay. Whenever he's around his mates, he gets real flamboyant and a bit weird. He even sticks his finger up his mates' bums. Oh. He doesn't even think it's funny. He just loves to do it.
Yep,
good old pilly.
Anyways, I think it's pretty strange, and I just needed some advice on if that's right and normal, if I should be concerned. Anyways, thanks, guys. Thanks, boys.
Thank you, firstly, but I think there's nothing wrong with that, mate.
No.
You
know, I think...
Guilty. Cuff me because I'm guilty.
That's called...
Sticking a few fingers up a few of the boys' bums.
Babe, it's definitely called a pooey.
Pooey. And it is funny.
It is funny.
It is funny. And also, I'd be worried if he wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd think... Wow, my boyfriend's not like kissing his mates right now after a few beers. What the fuck is wrong with
him? She did say that he was being a bit flamboyant, which
after a few cans.
We actually have a mate where famously, it's not famous, but she her boyfriend turned gay, and I think,
oh yeah,
I think wow. Imagine if he was, what would you do in that circumstance? If it, like if she's saying, maybe it is a dude. That he, maybe when he walks up to his mates and shake Billy, turns around and goes, ooh.
yeah, that would be a worry, I guess. I mean, there's not much you can do, really. I guess take your losses and try and move on, even though it's tough. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Anything, I think... You know, we're both guilty and all of our mates are guilty. After a few cans, we get as gay as you could possibly get some of the time.
Definitely.
But it's a great time.
But I definitely think at the same time, we got to give her some advice. Because
yes, okay.
Let's put it down literally. Imagine if he actually is gay.
Yeah.
And we don't have anything against that.
Yeah.
But how are you going to figure out whether or not he's gay or not?
I think you'd be mature about it. And come straight up to him and say, hey, I want to have a serious chat with you. You know, I've been seeing you putting 2, 3, sometimes 4 fingers up some of the boys' asses, and I'm a bit concerned. Do you have anything to tell me? Is something going on? And then I'm sure the reaction you'll get is a laugh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you just got to be mature about it and ask that hard question.
I don't think so. I think you need to start feeding him things that are shaped like dicks and see whether or not he really gets into it. Yeah. So just put a plate down in the morning, I think.
With a glizzy.
Hit him with a hot dog.
Yep.
Or hit him with a bowl of cereal and see where he goes first.
Ooh, for the morning.
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon sit him down, be like, babe, I know you've had a long day.
There's a hot dog and a bowl of crunchy nut.
see which one he pounces for first.
Yeah.
What type of music does he listen to? Is he super close with the rest of your mates?
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah. That's more of a worry. If he's sticking fingers up your mate's asses, the girl mates, and it's like, well, or if he's spending most of the time with your girl mates, then I'd be worried. But if he's just doing it with the boys, mate, like.
Does he wear fake tan? Is he?
Well, you know, it's all getting normalised these days.
Well, that's right.
You went and got a pedicure.
I did.
So.
I did.
It's hard to even put a fucking label on something that's gay now. I feel like everything's gay.
Mm.
If you think about it.
No, yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Maybe hit him with the Uno reverse. Bring a dildo. Be like.
Yeah, okay.
Be like, are you into this?
Oh, I wonder who is on the end of this call.
Well, if they fucking want advice.
Yeah, I guess you come to the right place.
Maybe hit him with the old. I've got a strap on.
Mm.
What do you think about this?
Yeah.
And then maybe he's just a good time. We know a girl that went through a similar thing.
Yes.
And she got through it. She figured it out.
Yeah.
Ask him to be honest if you're really sure.
Yeah, because he could be in a tough place where he's like, you know, doesn't want to or something. And you just kind of got to squeeze it out, I guess. Thanks. That's just a couple of the calls, guys, and how good it is to have the fucking call line back and running. Let us know if you're wrapped, it's back. And if you are wrapped, it's back, call us up because we want to hear from you. We love our community And I think it's something we could seriously grow. And that's what we want to do. We want to grow this community and we want to fucking turn this pod into the biggest thing in the world. And we've just had a fucking bomb ass meeting and we're turning this thing up a notch or two.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big fucking time.
So
let's
in conclusion.
Yeah.
We'll get into a couple of song recommendations.
Yeah, let's hit them quick with it.
Yep. All right, start off with, I've got We Still Don't Trust You, Future Metro Boomin' and The Weeknd. Future and Metro went crazy, dropped an album, and then like a week or two later dropped another album with like 24 songs. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, Metro Boomin', the best producer in the fucking game.
Metro!
Metro! With Future, who just is known to just walk on every beat he's given. Unbelievable. I can't believe it. And that's a great song. It's a very night drivey song for me. I just love Metro's production of his songs. Fucking,
I thought you said you suggested it last week, this track.
No, it was a different one, I think. But yeah, that's a good song. And then something different, Home by Good Neighbours. It's a bit of a TikTok song. You probably heard it.
Mm.
Darling, won't you take me home? Yeah, that song.
I don't watch TikTok, You hit the note so well that I felt it.
I did hear that pretty good.
I felt it more than if I know it or not. So you know what? That's a recommendation that I'll be putting in my list.
Yeah.
Quick one for me. Couple of country. I'm a country man. Traveling Man, Zach Bryan. It's an old school track. Banger. A lot of you might know it, but give it a run again. And a new guy I found called Marcus King. Mm. Cool looking dude. Fucking mad voice. He's got this track called The Well. Ripping guitar solo in it.
Ripping and the tearing.
Just a big riff through the whole thing. And he's just, it's like a 90s country vibe to it. And it's fucking tough. But that's it for us.
That is it for us. We're back. I think we're both feeling better. The energy's better in the room and I'm loving where we're going with this. So thanks for getting bunked in, guys. It's fucking, we're going, all right?
We're going.
Stay with us.
And we're humming.
And let's build.
Let's build.
Shout out to Knack.
Shout out to Knack. We had an awesome time on the weekend at the event. Thanks to everyone that came up and said g'day. And a fair few people came up and said they've been listening to the pod and that they really enjoy it.
Someone congratulated me on my fucking relationship. So yeah, I heard it on the pod.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's mega.
There's people listening out there and we love you.
Fucking oath. Shout out to all yous. Thanks for getting bunked in, guys. Don't blink.
Don't blink.
We'll be back next week.
We love you.
Bosh.